Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and rock god Rick Maxa.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Gary Schiebler.
Uh-oh.
Always wanted to do that, you know.
Yeah, you sound good doing it. Should do that more often.
The sun was sinking in the western sky. We're fishing the ridge, the 209. The sacks were empty, nothing to clean. Crew was getting restless, some folks were turning mean. Off on the horizon, several miles away, was a dream paddock come to save the day. Dream paddock was so hard to find. Dream paddock once in a lifetime. Dream paddock gotta pay your dues. Dream paddock for those yellows and blues. Little bit of patience goes a long, long way when a dream paddy comes to save the day.
Yeah,
wow, nice job,
very
Gary.
Good. Yeah,
that's
that
awesome.
Is an all-time favorite. That was a Dorado song, or a
Dorado song.
That was
on
Dorado
the first
song.
Record. Yeah,
on the first record, which was called
Hooked on Hookin' Up.
Hooked yeah. on Hookin' Up.
Yeah, I have the actual, remember that
I
cover
totally
right
do.
There?
It's one of my
yeah.
favorites.
With the, I got that at the San Diego Historical Society. Yeah, there was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 girls holding up that yellowtail. Oh, is
wow.
that a yellowtail or is
uh-huh,
that a
yellowtail?
Yeah, it is big yellowtail, yeah.
Big yellow. So, can you still get Dorado albums or
you can,
records
they're
or
on,
CDs?
They're on, you go to Amazon, you know, some of them I've seen on there for $100.
Wow.
You know, I have a couple myself that I just for keepsake. You
yeah,
know,
I still have mine.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, you can
you
find
can find them.
You can find them.
$100.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
ever gonna reprint or just? Not?
I don't know. I might. I'm thinking about it. You know, we lost Larry a couple of years
yeah,
ago, which
was
just
very sad.
Terrible, and yeah. So I haven't really. I've kind of. You know, just in respect for him, you know.
Sure.
And I might talk to Pat and say,
but, you know, it would be cool. I mean, I'm sure Larry would want the music to live
he
on,
would.
Right?
He would. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I just saw, I actually ran into Pat, his wife, at Home Depot, and we had a good cry together. And we talked about getting together and saying, hey, let's
yeah.
you know.
And yeah. Cool way to honor.
And if I would do it, I would do like a Dorado's reunion here in San Diego,
yeah.
maybe a day at the docks where we played a bunch and
yeah.
Bring some of the original members of the band and just do it in Larry's honor and memory.
What about one at Rancho Leonero again? That
well,
was such
gosh.
A memorable time.
I would love to go down
yeah.
back down this year. That was the I mean that's my favorite place on the face of the earth
yeah,
really there
cool.
And John is just one of the best
yeah.
guys
Very
in the
gracious,
world and
yeah.
so yeah so
sure.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
That really would be cool.
I think I'm with you. I don't think there's a better place on the planet.
No,
to
sure. No, no.
Well, come on down to El Cajon Ford, Broadway and Main in El Cajon. The big sell-a-thon going on right now and a great group here having a good time, giving away a ton of prizes and just a lot going on here this morning. We got the casting contest. We have the guys from Hands and Knives, QMAX, the whole deal here. Come on down and join us here at El Cajon Ford.
You got it, man. And it's time to find out what's going on the water. It is time for the Catch Report, which today was sponsored in part by Terrafin Sea Surface Temperature Charge. Focus your offshore fishing in the most productive areas by using Terrafin. And now with Terrafin Mobile, you can take it with you on your iPad, iPhone, or your Android device. Just download the latest charge before you leave, and all the information is right there for you. Check Terrafin.com for more information. Let's start off with our great Catch Report, our FishDope.com reporter, the man, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge, is on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Ricky. Good morning, Pete, Gary. Hey, that song was absolutely perfect. I was just sitting here smiling ear to ear listening to you do that. There's some of them green patties around right now, guys. Let me tell you.
Oh, so right here.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what a week, man. Hot, calm, biting fish, close to home. What a combo. So there's some good fish in it both along the coast and at the islands, but I'm going to stay offshore here for this report. Up north, just east of Anacap Island, down toward the footprint and around that sector up there, good show on some marlin and some swordfish. You guys want a shot of the local swordfish, they're hard to come by. That's the zone to look at right now. Down the ridge from the 17 to the 175 to the 172 and even down to that 125 above the west end of Catalina. That's a good sector to look at for the marlin. It's mostly blind jig strikes, fish coming up in the stuff behind the boat there. Keep an eye on your lures, drop back a bait, but there's been some decent fishing. Down the front side of Catalina, a few marlin in there also, and improving conditions for the Dorado on the kelps and yellowfin tuna on the dolphins. Much better offshore than it's been. You know, kind of that Avalon Bank out to the 14 down to the ridge to the 277 is starting to look again. It's looking good again, and I'm kind of thinking I might be loading up with the way some of that other stuff down below a little farther is moving. A little bit farther down is where it's getting really interesting, guys, as you've been hearing, man, those bluefin schools. They took a serious road trip this week. They kind of slid down below Clemente from where they've been to the top of the butterfly and across the top of the butterfly over to the 43 and blew right past that up towards the 182 and then kind of pushed around the corner to be above the 182 in that 181 and then inside about halfway to the 9. There's quite a lot of fish in that area, guys. And it's kind of a good news, bad news situation right now. There's been some crazy good fishing. It's mostly bait fish, but with bluefin being bluefin, it's light line. You know, some guys are using 20 and getting bit well, but you're also getting destroyed a lot because there's some good grade fish. So my choice would be 25 or 30 pound fluorocarbon in a small hook. My favorite's a 1-0 Mutu, hot bait. You know, that's the answer. Man, there's some big schools. My friend Billy Kay, he just sent me a picture from yesterday of a depth finder. Man, 25 fathoms of fish. One of the schools they were on there, man, just big bomber schools. It's a beautiful grade, 25 to 50 pounds with some standouts pushing 100 pounds. So the bad news situation I mentioned, unfortunately, is it's ridiculously crowded, as you might expect with really good fishing here, 25, 30 miles from the beach. But Danny from Fish Dope just called me just before we went on the air. This is late-breaking secret hot dope news here, only available right here, right now. But some of the private boaters that are sitting right on that color break that's up above that area just a little bit up toward that 312 proper, they're seeing some better sign on that bluefin that's biting with a little less boat pressure up there, although it's probably going to change as guys start pushing up that way looking around. And the other bad news, unfortunately, is we got some weather coming with the remnants of Lydia. Today looks okay. Tomorrow, I think that's going to change my plans a little bit tomorrow, unfortunately, so keep an eye on that weather, guys. But, man, let me tell you, it's good fishing in so many different places. I need about 3.5 hours to do the whole thing for you.
No doubt, man. But the easiest thing is just go to fishdope.com. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW. You can get info that Mark gives, talks to Danny, gives him info, and all the guys out there give it. That's the easiest way to get the full report, right, Mark?
No doubt.
Oh, you know, absolutely. I mean, Dan just does a fantastic job listening to all those radios and all those text messages and all those phone calls. And he puts it all together in a nice, clear, concise fashion for you guys. Save you so much money to just read that, study that, and fish by it, you know.
You bet, man.
I was very much looking forward to this report, Mark, and you definitely didn't disappoint. There's some good fishing to be had.
Well, I didn't get a chance to tell you about the thing that we've been missing out on for fishing these bigger bluefin. You know, but you probably don't want to hear that, do you?
you better send
okay,
it.
So, now we got to hear it.
Yeah, you're darn right
okay,
we do.
So get this. One of my customers, he's a fishy young man. I think this is good, though. He came in, they had a couple good ones here from a slightly different area that is kind of starting to be the area now. They had, I think it was a 130 and a right around a 200. And when they opened them up, one of them had a skipjack and one of them had a big bonita. So maybe we've been using the wrong baits, guys.
Ooh,
you know,
yeah, no kidding. How cool would it be if we could develop a live bridled up skipjack fishery for these big things?
Yeah,
how cool would that be,
think
Mark?
About you know, Ricky, you and I have fished that yellowfin down there at the islands and Hurricane Bank and this and that. And you'd think nothing of hooking an 8-pound yellowfin on a big hook and fly lining him out for a 200-pound cow. what the heck's the difference? You know,
I mean, and even a 100-pounder, well, you'd be amazed at how big of a beta a fish will be when he fired up like that.
And that skipjack I caught Tuesday, Mark, it was perfect bait size, 5-6 pound size. You know, go nice on a bridle.
I can already see Pacific Edge tuna tubes being a thing on a SoCal skiff.
Oh yeah,
there you go.
Hey, Mark, how do we find you?
Oh, Pete, we're in Huntington Beach, corner of Boca Chica and Edinger, by the big Chevron station there. The phone number is 714-840-4262. The website, PacificEdgeTackle.com. And no telling what we're going to be talking about next week.
Holy moly.
It's getting better.
It's prime time right now, for sure. Thanks, Mark. We'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, we'll see you guys. Take care.
All right, now let's head on down to San Diego, over to C4 Sport Fishing, which, again, just fantastic fishing going on. Looking forward to hearing from our buddy Marcos. What's up, Marcos?
Good morning, guys. How you doing today?
Doing great. Good morning.
I guess there's been some decent fishing here. All right. Nice mix on the half day there, kind of same thing we've been seeing. Not quite as many yellowtails last time I talked to you, but nice mix of yellowtail, bonita, calico bass, rockfish. Lots of nice stuff on there. The San Diego, still a lot of yellowtail, bonita. Same thing from bluefin. They actually did a private charter yesterday, went offshore with some of our regulars. 21 of them caught 15 pretty good-sized bluefin there. So nice mix of fish available on those half-day, three-quarter days, kind of like we've been talking about here and getting into September here. You know, 100-degree weather inland. I mean, even if you go out there and catch one calico bass, spending a day on the water, having a cheeseburger on the boat, great option there.
Heck yeah.
The overnight trips, yeah, I mean, you can't really go wrong with that. You know, and you've got a chance at some of those bigger fish on there. One of our regulars, I don't know if you remember, one of our guys in his 90s caught a 58-pound yellowtail a couple years ago.
I absolutely do,
Yeah, Fatty there. He caught a 57-pound halibut a couple days ago.
Wow.
How big?
That's a giant.
57, yeah. 57-pound halibut to go with a 58-pound yellowtail. I think he's winning both those categories for the history of the new Seaforth there. And, you know, and he's in his mid-90s there. So definitely go out there. You're always going to have a shot at something there. You know, that's great fish there. Those overnight trips, same thing, seeing a lot of bluefin on there, mix of other stuff in there, occasional Dorado still, a few other things in there, but lots of good-sized bluefin in the mix there. So definitely check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Those half-day trips, three-quarter-day trips, it's definitely busy through the weekend here. I have one spot open on the San Diego tomorrow. Someone, I don't know what they're thinking, but they canceled, so we have an opening there if you want to hop on a three-quarter-day boat. The Pride has one spot on their ultra-limited load trip going out tonight for a one-day. New Seaport's pretty busy tomorrow morning. They're full up, but they got some in the afternoon. Got a couple of twilights left. Actually, these are today and tomorrow, the last two twilights of the season there. So definitely lots of trips to jump on. Seaforthlanding.com. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. Come down and visit us in person. Get that Rock Hard Rick breakfast burrito or lobby for the Pea Gray breakfast bowl there.
I like the Pea Gray breakfast bowl. I'm with you. I'll rally on that, Marco.
We got to get that done. You know?
Yeah. Well, great report as always, buddy. We sure appreciate it. Crazy good fishing going on at Seaforth. I know you mentioned already, but one more time, you got to give us the phone number if somebody wants to get in on this action.
619-224-3383. So we have a few openings here today. Monday's a little bit more open, but if you're looking for some fishing on the holiday week, we've got a few availabilities for you.
Yeah, you better make reservations like you can hear for sure. Thanks, Marcos. Appreciate that. We'll talk to you next Saturday. Rick Jensen, Sport Fishing Financial. How do we find you?
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
Great, what's up, Rick? Great. What's going on down in the Baja?
Well, you know, as we all know, a lot of wind recently pushed through there along with some rain. But prior to that push through down to Mag Bay, the Wahoo Loco was out and all the yellowfin tuna you could want and a few Wahoo mixed in. So fishing down there should bounce right back after the wind pushes through here and settles in. Up at Mulegé, Bahia Concepcion on the other side, a bigger Dorado started to show up outside with increasing billfish in the mix, even caught a blue here last week.
Nice.
And good snapper in clear water inside the bay. La Bocana, Asuncion region, there was some Dorado, a little bit hit and miss on the outside. Decent fishing for a variety of species in the bay and in the whole region. So yellowtail fishing has been happening, but we expect to see that really start to improve their fishing season, like much of Baja really starts going here, September, October, November. So that should be getting better by the day. Out at Cedros, we spoke with Jeff at Cedros Kayaks, and he says that midweek they slowed down a bit. Some of this pre-storm wind pushed through. There's still some yellows on the high spots. The calicos did drop off a bit, but we are heading there on Monday and expecting to have the wind push through and see if we can get those fish to bite again.
Nice.
Down at San Quintin, yellowtail and tuna has slowed quite a bit. They're back to rock fishing there, and I don't know, maybe this storm will push through again and get things active, so we'll look for a report there. And Ensenada, continued decent yellowtail and lingcod fishing, not a whole lot of pressure, and no real reports from guys heading outside there, so sounds like those bluefin are up here, and we'll see if they fill in behind and keep the train rolling from south and north here.
There you go. It sounds great. And, of course, Rick is great at helping people realize their dreams. Sportfish Financials helped me, and they can help you. And it sounds like you're going to be at Cedros for a few days, but if somebody wants to get a hold of you when you get back, how do we find you?
On the web, always, at sportfishingfinancial.com, or give us a ring at 949-481-1807.
All right. Have a great time at Cedros Kayak Fishing. Say hi to Jeff for us, and we will talk to you next Saturday with a report and an update.
That's right. Okay, guys. Take care.
Thanks, Rick.
All right. Appreciate that very much.
All right. That's going to wrap up our catch board today, sponsored by Gamakatsu Hooks, Japan's leading fish hook that sets the standard for quality and innovation, strength and durability. Local tuna and yellowtail fishing is happening right now, and you should make the Gamakatsu Nautilus Circle Hook your go-to hook. And I'll tell you exactly why. There is a lot of big fish around right now. And this is the time when it's big fish, having quality is what makes a difference. You can get away with school size fish with making some mistakes throughout the season because they're not big enough to pay the price for it. But when you hook a 50 or 60, and now you're starting to hear about 100-pound fish, the difference between moderately good gear and higher-end gear is the difference between the fish getting landed or not. And Gamakatsu Nautilus hooks can certainly be that difference for you, for
you
sure.
Bet.
Never more important than right now to have the best of the best, and that's certainly Gamakatsu because it's going to help put that fish on the deck. Get Gamakatsu Nautilus hooks at your favorite tackle store.
Indeed. All right. Hey, Chris from Claremont is here. Chris, you still hanging around here at El Cajon Ford? Chris from Claremont. There he is. Oh, is he coming?
All right.
Looks
like Chris is making his way out right now. He was inside checking out some new Ford trucks. All good. What's up, Chris?
Hey, guys. Thank you for a wonderful, wonderful year. You guys do the greatest thing. My brother and I, we come to this. Have a wonderful time. Question.
Please.
Can never get it cleared up. I love to fish at North Island Naval Air Station, federal property. Every now and then I hear stories about the wardens coming over and trying to confiscate gear or catch at North Island because that's federal property. My understanding is this. If you're on federal property, especially what we call the mooring keys around the base where the aircraft carriers used to tie up, that's federal property. But is that exempt from the game wardens?
I'm definitely not going to have an answer. This is strictly just assumption. My assumption would be because you're catching fish that's in the water that you're still going to need license and things like that. I greatly doubt that there's going to be confiscation of gear and things like that. But, I mean, I don't have an answer for you. You'd have to check the California Department of Fish and Wildlife. That's where you get it cleared up for sure. My assumption would be that fishing licenses and things like that still need to be had, and I greatly doubt that there would be any type of confiscation of gear unless it was some kind of gross violation. If you were fishing in an area and didn't have your license, you'd probably be cited for a ticket or something like that. But, like I said, that's a California Fish and Wildlife thing that would get you the 100% clear answer. And we have a great, you know, fish and wildlife facility right on Ruffin Road in San Diego. Super easy people to deal with. You can call them, 800 numbers, or just go right in there, and that's where you're going to get your real answer.
Maybe because you're fishing in state waters, your line's in state water.
That's kind of what I'm thinking, too, exactly. Like, you might be standing in, you know,
federal
area that's
property,
not controlled
but you're fishing in state
and
water.
You're catching the same fish that are in the bay that just because they happen to be next to that shoreline, it's the same fish you'd be at. So my assumption would be you're still liable to have a license. And, you know, it's one of those things. It's inexpensive for the whole year, and it keeps you good. So
just want to make sure.
Yeah,
that
loud and clear, buddy,
thing.
For sure.
All right.
Thanks,
Chris.
Thank
coming
you.
Down.
Thanks, buddy.
A wonderful year.
All right.
Thank you
very much. Paul Dyke.
What's up, Paul?
Good morning, guys.
He's here.
Thanks for coming
now,
out.
Now, congratulations, president and general manager of El Cajon Ford.
The chief.
Yeah, kind of got it the hard way. You know, the fishing community took a big hit with Mr. Leader's passing. But now I got to run the ship for him, and I'm going to do the best I can. And we appreciate you coming out here every Labor Day weekend and sharing your community with our community. And it's just a lot of fun, and it's a great time to buy a car, too.
It is.
No doubt.
Let's talk about Paul for a second. Paul Leader, who was such a wonderful human being, number one, to go fishing with. And number two, did so much for the fishing community because he shared the passion for fishing like a lot of people here and like Rick and I do, and you do too, I know. a passion for fishing. That was his life. His life was cars and fishing, right?
Yeah, and there's an underlying thing that he didn't talk a whole lot about, but he was really about kids getting out fishing.
Yes.
And he did so much that behind the scenes that people have no idea what he did, but if you were a kid and you wanted to go fishing and you got hooked up with Mr. Leader, you went fishing.
He made it happen.
And if he didn't know who you were, he went to the groups and supported those groups, like Poway every year up there.
Oh,
they do a
time.
Great deal up there. The stuff down in the bay. He was just behind supporting kids, and he's definitely going to be missed. But Elk Home Ford's going to make the commitment to the community to keep the things going. Our big two-day bass tournaments and all the night tournaments and
fantastic.
Everything.
That's awesome.
We're going to keep going
cool.
with
That's
it because,
great.
You know, we're a group of people that... you know, we're lucky to have everybody's help, and with everybody's help, we can all go out and have some fun, go fishing.
You bet.
Well said.
And well, as that's what Paul would want, certainly yeah. would keep those bass tournaments going, no doubt about it. Let's talk about the Cellathon.
No doubt.
This is it. End of model year clearance combined with the Cellathon, it's like the perfect storm hitting the car business here in Elk Home Ford.
It's like the 9 Mile Bank right now.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Yeah.
So, yeah, no, Ford's got some huge things going on. First time ever doing 0% financing for 72 months on the new all-aluminum body F-150. They have first responders rebates that are bigger than ever for this weekend, $1,000 if you're a first responder on top of all the other big discounts. Elk Home Ford's doing some special stuff. We have $6,000 off the Ford Edge and the Ford Mustang,
Whoa.
And you'll still get 0% for financing for 72 months.
What?
So big discounts,
no way.
Big incentives.
And Edge is one of your biggest products.
Yeah, it's
My
a great
wife
vehicle.
Drives an Edge.
It's a great vehicle. It's kind of in between the small SUV and a big SUV, and it drives like a sports car.
It
so
does.
Fantastic
Front-wheel
vehicle.
Drive, the best car in snow and ice
no
I've
doubt.
Ever driven.
No doubt. We also have them in all-wheel drive. But, yeah, Ford's got some great stuff. If you haven't seen these new Super Duties that Ford has out here, Elk Home Ford, we have $10,000 off the Super Duties, the all-new aluminum body.
$10,000.
$10,000 off. So,
whoa.
Thanks for some great pricing.
And if you haven't if you're here and you're interested in a truck, take a drive in one of these aluminum body Elk Home Ford F-150s.
Yeah.
It's a mind-blower how incredible that truck is. Quiet.
It is.
Drives like a sports car.
Yeah, no
And
doubt.
It's a truck.
Yeah, it can pull 24,000 pounds, and you can roll down the freeway as comfortable as if you're driving a high-end luxury
yeah.
car.
Yeah,
we had a good buddy that was on our show a couple weeks ago that is a big truck kind of race enthusiast guy. He had a truck from a different manufacturer that he put all this bolt-on, all the extra performance-y stuff, and he sold it and bought a stock F-150, one of the brand-new ones, because he said, you know, his buddy got the car with as much money and passion as this guy is into aftermarket stuff. You know, being a high-performance guy, he said that stock truck off the line, off the showroom floor, not super fancy Raptor Edition, was... more higher performance, faster, better, all these things right off the floor. And what do you do? He sold it, bought a brand new F-150, and
yeah.
you know, just talked about how good the performance of that vehicle is, bone stock right off the line.
Something super cool that Ford's doing in the F-150s is this 10-speed transmission, and it gets you great fuel economy for towing. You're always in the right gear. It's just running through the gears, trying to find the best performance if you got the pedal down or if you're trying to get good gas mileage. It's working there, too, and it is so smooth and so quiet that it's been out for about a year behind the 3.5 EcoBoost, but now it's going to be behind all the F-150s for 2018.
Really?
Wow. And then they're putting it behind the Mustang 10-speed automatic transmission, 0 to 60 in under 3 seconds.
Whoa.
Yeah.
No
automatic
kidding.
Transmission.
Wow.
So that's our new rocket ship coming
that's
out.
That's cool.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So, and Ford, that's why Ford blows away the competition when it comes to trucks and cars. It's just they have the technology and the advanced leadership in the car biz, right?
No doubt. Ford's on top with the SUVs and the truck market right now. And, you know, the anticipated vehicle coming out at the end of next year that everybody's talking about, the Ford Ranger is going to be here. Saw pictures of it, saw it in Detroit. It's what we need
the
back here.
The remake of the Ford
sweet.
Ranger, which is a smaller size truck.
Right. For the longest time, Elk Home Ford, East County supported it. Largest Ranger dealership in the country is this dealership.
Was
right
in the
here.
Country.
In the
wow,
country. So
that's
we
cool.
We cannot wait for the Ranger.
Yeah,
I'll bet.
And that's the end of 18?
Yeah, we'll see that probably September, October. Next year when you're
when
here.
When we're here at the
we're
podcast?
We're have some parked out here.
Oh, yeah. cool. That's
yeah.
awesome.
That'd be great.
Well, if somebody wants to come by, how long is the deal? The deal's going
deal
through
goes through Tuesday. We have the sale going through Tuesday, so you need to get here because it's definitely take advantage of the rebates and the financing. One other thing I wanted to throw out there, Ford's coming out with the new Expedition, completely redesigned aluminum body like the F-150
oh, cool.
and the Super Duty. It's going to be a true four-wheel drive SUV again. But because those are coming, I got probably six 2017's out there, $12,000 off. So if anybody's looking for an SUV with a huge discount, Expedition's $12,000 off.
Wow. Gotta go.
Gotta go.
That's awesome.
Sure. Elkhorn Ford, what's the best way to get here?
East Main and Broadway. If you're taking Highway 8, you get off at Greenfield. Go to the East Main exit, turn left, and come on down. And if you can't get out here, a real easy way to shop Elkhorn Ford is elkhornford.com.
All right. Thanks, Paul. And we can see you on KUSI this morning,
you're
right?
Jumping up and down, telling everybody coming down here.
Yeah.
Check it out.
Well, thanks for hosting us once again. This is a great tradition, and thank you for supporting the fishing industry. We sure appreciate it.
Thank you, everybody, for coming out,
too.
This is a great crowd.
Thanks,
awesome.
Paul. Appreciate
it,
that very much. All right. Mo and Vista, you're up, Mo. Thanks for coming down to Elkhorn Ford.
Good morning, guys.
What's up, Mo? Morning.
I was going to ask about the kite last week, and I got two questions. Do you use an indicator?
We do again. Yeah, we do.
Where do you put it at?
I like my indicator way up the line. So what an indicator is, for people that don't know, is a ribbon or a streamer or a balloon or something above. And this is for trolling the kite, I'm assuming.
Right.
So if we're trolling the Yummy Flyer with a kite, we do like to use an indicator because we fish it so far away from the boat. And so some kind of a streamer just to help you find that lure. You know, you're trolling a small rubber flying fish, sometimes a couple of hundred yards away from the boat. So it's just something to aid in it. And I like mine quite a ways up the line.
Right.
I like to use a streamer like landscaper's tape, and I like black because black is a really good color to silhouette against. You know, your immediate thought would be something super bright, hot pink or something like that, but black actually silhouettes better, so it's, for us at least, easier to see. And I put it quite a ways up the line, like 25 or 30 feet up the line.
Okay.
And the reason for that is when you're looking that far away is it makes sure that the indicator is in the horizon rather than against the water, because finding that little black strip against horizon is much easier than it is trying to find it while looking into the water. So 25 or 30 feet up the line, we like to put that indicator.
Okay, how about that the problems we're having in Mexico, driving down there, the gangs and all the shootings and stuff. Have you heard any more about that?
No.
I mean, I'm the same as what Pete was saying earlier. You know, I mean, I think you get an issue that gets. It happens. It's not a good thing, but yeah, exactly. It just gets blown up so much because it's so much talk about. I mean, Rick Jensen, you know, said the same thing. You know, they're going down this week.
But Gary Schiebler pointed out on his Facebook page, I believe, this past week about the fact that there were more shootings in Chicago last week than there were in Mexico.
Okay.
So, you know, it's just one of those things, and they're not targeting tourists. They're targeting each other in the truck.
So when we're driving down to L.A. Bay or somewhere there, you don't think there's any problem compared to flying in.
You just have to be
La Paz, or you know,
just have to be
south.
You know, aware. You know, you just have to use your head, right?
I don't know.
Yeah,
they have vehicles too.
I mean,
you're driving down there, minding your own business, and all of a sudden.
You got to make your own decision on that.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. And I think a lot of it, too, is, you know, you're going to find trouble wherever you look for it. If you were down into Cabo and in bad parts, there's bad parts of town and good, you know, it's the same thing as going to L.A. You know, I mean, there for sure are neighborhoods that you're going to drive into L.A. that if you wanted to find trouble, it will find you there. And just the same, you can be in the greatest parts. And Mexico, just like everywhere else in the world, is the same way. And I think if you're on the toll road with a caravan of buddies driving to Bay of L.A., my personal opinion, and it's just an opinion, I think you're just fine.
Yeah. And if you have any questions, I'd call Discover Baja Travel. That's a great travel organization that stays in tune with all that. And hook up with the people over there, and they'd be able to give you the real stories.
Okay, thank you.
All right,
Mo,
thanks for coming down. Appreciate that. You know, every week we're going to start something new, and that is for our email list. If you haven't started subscribing to our email blast, we do it twice a month now. You're going to get an email from us that gives us an update on the show, an article about the show, different fish reports and stuff like that. We're going to give away great prize packages every week on the show to somebody that's on our email list.
That's
so if you
awesome.
Haven't added yourself to the email list, go to letstalkhookup.com right on our front page and say, click there. You subscribe to the email list and then confirm that you're on the email list. And this week's winner is M. Rosales 1967. That's the beginning of his email, and he's going to win, or she's going to win, a Rapala assortment. So we'll get a hold of them via email, and we're going to ship them a Rapala assortment. So we'll have another winner next week. So if you're not on the email list yet, get on it and win a prize.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More phone calls, more great information, more with our buddy Gary Schiebler. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Buying a boat is a big decision, and you don't want to make a costly mistake with the wrong one. This is Pete Giacalone for Kussler Yachts. I've been in the fishing business my whole life. In fact, there are probably many of you out there that have fished with me. Well, now I've taken my boating knowledge and joined the team at Kussler Yachts. Mike Kussler and the rest of our team are true professionals when it comes to finding you the right boat. Just ask Pete Gray. I helped him make the right decision on his new boat after an extensive search, and we can help you find the boat of your dreams. We specialize in sport fishing boats and are the exclusive dealer for Regulator Marine, the finest center consoles on the market. At Kussler Yachts, we know fishing and we know boats, inside and out. We can save you thousands of dollars and get you into the right fishing boat for your needs and budget. Kussler Yachts is located on the waterfront at the beautiful Kona Kai Resort, and you can check us out on our website at KusslerYachts.com. That's KusslerYachts.com. Or give us a call at 1-866-607-5471. Ask for Pete and let me know you heard about it on Let's Talk Hookup.
This is Rick Jensen with Sport Fishing Financial. I think most of you get that I'm a fisherman and work with the fishing community, but to understand exactly what Sport Fishing Financial does, ask yourself these four questions. First, do you really know how much money you'll need in order to retire comfortably? Next, do you know how much you'll have to save on a regular basis to reach that number? Do you have a process that includes a proven investment strategy and confidence that the money you save will grow? Last, do you have a plan for how to turn your savings into retirement income? If you don't have good answers to these questions, you're not alone. But you should, and I can make sure you do. In addition, if you own a business and currently provide or are planning on providing a retirement savings plan for yourself or your employees, we should really talk. We offer an outstanding variety of creative solutions that are sure to meet your needs.
Some of our listeners may feel overwhelmed. Others may believe they are already doing the best they can. In either case, I bet Rick can help. Set a time to meet with him and start planning for your personal or business investment success. Find Rick on the web at sportfishingfinancial.com or give him a call at 949-481-1807.
When you put on a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the world begins to look different. Colors are more vivid. Contrast is clearer. Details are crisper. Wherever your vision leads you, beauty follows. With polarized lenses that eliminate glare and enhance color, Maui Jim sunglasses won't change the world. They'll change the way you see it. Color, clarity, detail. Maui Jim.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now 19 stores and more to come throughout Southern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
He's not just my fishing buddy. After 30 years, he's a brother, and I'd sure hate to lose him. His bass boat's got nothing to do with it. So I make sure both of us wear a life jacket. Save the ones you love, even if they don't own a fancy boat. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Here we are again.
Yeah, Gary, what are we going to play now?
They've been fishing the pier for 25 years. Wrinkled their faces, rusted their gear. Sitting there long, full of pride. AM radios by their sides. And they say they got nothing when there's fish in the pen. Wahoo Willie and Sheephead Sam.
Another classic song. Yeah,
good job,
that was
Gary.
World's Greatest Fishing Band.
That was the Dorados.
That was Dorados again.
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
That's kind of
I'm just
like
doing Dorados stuff today.
Oh, just Dorados stuff today. That's cool. From which album?
First record.
Yeah, the first record. Yeah, how many records did the Dorados do?
The Dorados did three. We did the Dorados album, Hooked on Hooking Up. We did Papa Was a Fishing Man, which Shimano was a big sponsor of. We did that for the folks back east. And then we did a song, a record called Fishing Train. And then after that, we did World's Greatest. We've probably done about 15 records.
15?
Okay. Yeah.
That's now, any still being published? Can you actually?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Sure. In fact, I have a new Baja Dreams record that I'm going to be debuting at the Fred Hall Show in Long Beach.
Cool.
That's a total Baja record.
Really?
Oh,
yeah.
Awesome,
I just have such. I love the Baja. I can't get enough of it. I really can't wait to get back down there. You know, and anybody who's concerned, you know, about being down there in safety. You know, when I first moved back to New York, when I moved to New York City back in the late 70s, and it was still rough, people there basically told me this. If you're not walking around with your head up your butt, you'll be fine.
Yep.
You know, just...
That's key.
Just
be aware.
Be aware.
You know,
and you can feel a bad situation.
Doesn't matter whether you're on this side of the border or that
border. Doesn't matter. So just make good choices and you'll be fine.
Robert, one of our listeners, sent me a message on our Let's Talk Hookup Facebook page. It just said, hey, I'm listening to the show. Great job. And he goes, I live in San Bernardino and I feel safer when I'm in Baja than I do at my house.
Especially at a place like Rancho Lanero or Palmas de Cortez.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's like you don't even lock your doors there. Would you walk out of your house and not lock your doors here?
Never.
Never.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
never.
And when you go to the ranch, like, I don't even know how to get my key. Like, oh, here's your room. Here's, all right. Well, you might as well hang on to that.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
For sure. Ken from Santee is here. Ken, are you still around here at Elkhorn Ford?
Ken from Santee. Ken from Santee. Ken might be out on the lot checking out a new Ford.
Ken might be looking at a new Ford. How about Cameron? Cameron, you around?
All right.
You're Ken?
Ken is right there.
Okay.
Right.
Well, step up. You have a question?
I'm the next one.
No, you're Tim. Okay. Right. Tim, come on up.
Tim.
We got the whole family
here.
Yeah. My question is, I was just going to buy some braided line, and I found that they're in all different colors. Does the color matter, or is green moss the best?
I would say, like anything, there are times when maybe, you know, different colors will do different things for you. A darker line will oftentimes maybe blend into the environment maybe a little bit better, but that doesn't necessarily make it the best because on the opposite side, it's harder for you to see. So if you're freshwater bass fishing on your own boat with nobody else there, green is way over the top, the most popular line for that because it blends into that water. But if you're fishing on a sport boat with 30 other guys, especially in lower light scenarios, that green is a lot tougher to see. You know, it's harder to see if you're under or over Pete's line versus my line versus Gary's line. So in offshore fishing, the most common line is white because it's the easiest for us to see. And if you're underwater looking up at bright sky, it tends to blend in a little better that way. So white's the more popular, but, you know, blue is a good kind of mix in between. I mean, and like anything, some of that is just built in for the fishermen. But
red.
Yeah, red's a great color.
Yeah.
Yellow is a very good line, especially kite fishing is very, very easy to see. But I would say I fish blue a little bit, yellow a little bit, but predominantly I like white Power Pro. That's my favorite.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
You got it,
Tim. Thanks for coming down to Elkhorn Ford. Cameron's here. Good morning, Cameron. Cameron's from Santee. You still around?
I don't blame Cameron a bit. He's finding a spot with some shade in.
Yeah.
What's up, Cameron?
Good morning. So winter's coming up. I love halibut fishing, and I've heard a lot of different things about what to use, whether it's anchovy sardines or soft plastics. Just wondering if you guys had any tips on what's been biting.
Boy, you heard about that 57-pounder? I don't know. I mean, I'm guessing a sardine, right, or a mackerel.
Yeah.
Halibut love mackerel.
Are you fishing on your own boat or sport boat fishing more often?
A little bit more sport.
I would think sport boat fishing, if you could just keep a sardine. I'm a big bait guy on the bottom for halibut. You're going to get less bites, but the fish that you catch will be the appropriate size one. And for me, I'm a big bait halibut guy. So if there's a mackerel in the tank, I tend to fish that. If there's anchovies, but there's a sardine, I tend to fish that. I've seen tons of big halibut caught on the chovy. Mark Clarkson, he used to work at C4 Sport Fishing, one of the best at it, and always fish the live chove and the live sardine and catch a bunch of fish. So any opportunity where that bait drags in front of a big halibut, you've got an opportunity. But for me, I'm a big bait guy. If I have an opportunity fishing a mackerel, I'll always do that.
Okay. Thank you.
And then, total matter of personal preference on how you set it up, too. I'm not much of a trap hook guy. I think that the right fish is going to eat the bait from the head, and you're going to catch it the right way most of the time. It's pretty rare that a big halibut is going to not just eat your bait. You'll get lots of short ones that might chew it and rake it, but I think for the most part, the right one is going to eat it the right way every time.
All right, good luck, Cameron. Hey, good luck out there. Hey, Don, we've been talking about Don with Anza Knives. Donated that beautiful knife that we're going to be giving away, or somebody did. Somebody already win it? No, they're still going to give it away, right, Tommy P? Yeah, still going to give it away. So tell us about Anza Knives. You're local here.
We are. We're local. We've been in El Cajon for over 30 years. We're just right up the road, 9380-C Bond Avenue. Everything's handmade. It's all high carbon, tool steel. It's great stuff. It really is. Belt sanders, grinders, everything we do is old school.
Really?
Everything.
Everything's handmade. Now, tell us about this knife we're giving away to one of the lucky visitors.
We got a fillet knife that we're doing for the raffle. As far as that goes, it's made out of 1095 spring steel, so it's all high carbon, all tool steel. Holds a heck of an edge, real easy to sharpen. It's got a micarta handle on it for non-slip in a wet or blood environment.
Wow, nice. What's micarta?
Micarta is basically a composite material. We get our materials, too, from Red Isle Plastics and Kearney Mesa, but it's a great product. It holds an edge for a really long time. It's got a good flex to it, which you want on a fillet knife.
Sure, absolutely.
So it's definitely great stuff.
So if somebody wants to buy an Anza knife, they weren't able to get here and check out your beautiful display today, how do they do that?
You can come to our shop at 9380-C Bond Avenue. We're right here in El Cajon.
Okay.
So you can come out there, or we'll also be at the gun show, the Del Mar gun show, too.
Okay, very good. Now, you use the QMAX products. That's who you came with Rob.
I love QMAX. I use that on my guns.
Okay.
I use it on my fishing gear, and I also use it on my knives.
It's pretty amazing stuff.
It's great. It's water displacement, so it works really well, you know, and especially in a marine environment or, you know, when I'm out, if I go hunting or something like that, I put it on my knife afterwards. Works great.
Yeah, it's an impressive
product. Yeah, it's very impressive.
Yeah, definitely. Well, thanks for coming out.
All right,
thanks for the donation.
Great.
Appreciate that, Don, very much. Let's go ahead and jump to the phones, Rick.
You got it. Well, they're packed up. Let's talk to Paul, who's calling us from Bellflower. Paul, thanks for hanging in there with us.
Good morning. How you guys doing today?
What's up, Paul?
Hey, last week we had a report of an albacore caught. Was there any more caught?
Well, it was a false report.
Yeah.
That was...
sometimes they happen.
Sometimes they happen. It was a false report. We ran down the report. It was something that Dave found, and somebody was spoofing Dave. That's the straight story there.
I don't think Dave's above being messed with every once in a while.
No, people love spoofing Dave.
Yeah, I mean, I'm one of those people.
He's easy to spoof with. Yeah. But generally speaking, we thought it could happen.
Sure it could.
Caught Skipjack this week. I mean, Skipjack and albacore run together, so did Bluefin. It still could happen. So
it seems possible.
Yes.
You got it, Paul.
Anything is possible for sure. Hey, thanks for appreciate the call this morning very much. Let's try and sneak in one more step up in the mic. Joe in Lakeside, Joe LaMonaco.
Joe, in addition to being Lakeside Cookablister, also does a lot of rod building for us at Fisherman's
Island. Oh, okay. Hey, Joe.
What's up,
hey,
Joe?
Guys. Hey, guys, and everybody here. I just want to say thank you for an awesome fishing show throughout the year. And you're the number one show. So
thank you very much.
And El Cajon Ford's the number one Ford dealer.
They are.
So my question is, we've had a great spring, a great summer, and what do you predict for the fall?
Man,
ooh,
yeah, I'm just so stoked with how everything is setting up right now. Seeing this big bluefin biting the way that it is, we obviously got a little tropical deal that just happened down in Cabo. That's going to do nothing but continue to have that southern push up our direction. I mean, my optimism is very high. Like, it seems like things that almost look like, hey, maybe it was a potential lull or maybe things are starting to peter out have just... they've just blown through, you know, and a good Labor Day weekend is the sign for how our season goes. If fishing falls off, people start to lose interest, and if fishing stays good through Labor Day, which it clearly is, we usually rock it on through for a while. So I think it's going to be nothing but a good fall.
Yeah,
indeed. Thank you.
Hey, thanks for coming out to El Cajon Ford.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out. We got all kinds of great stuff to give it away. We're going to settle up with the casting contest, find out who's winning those brand new Maui Jims. Tons of great stuff coming your way. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
This is Pete Gray to tell you about one of my favorite places to fish in the world. It's Whalers Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. For several years now, we've been hosting groups at Whalers Cove, and this is certainly one trip I do not miss. Each year, the Powers family makes great improvements to the lodge that make this great lodge even better. New rooms, new boats, new fish processing facilities, new outdoor kitchen. The list goes on and on. As for fishing, the calm waters around Whalers Cove are 100 miles from any large town, so
you will enjoy wilderness adventure without the crowds. Whalers Cove Lodge has some of the best salt and freshwater fishing in Alaska, and there's no need for a bumpy boat ride for hours. You can find productive fishing for salmon, halibut, and rockfish just 10 minutes from the lodge. Here's the deal. The word is out on Whalers Cove, so you want to go? Book soon. WhalersCoveLodge.com or call 800-423-3123. WhalersCoveLodge.com for the Alaska fishing experience of a lifetime.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home. With an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs, your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at SeaforthLanding.com. No matter the fishing conditions, count on the Seaguar family of fluorocarbon leader material to help you catch more fish. Fluoro Premier has a smaller diameter with the highest break strength. Plus, it is super soft. When bites are tough, tie on Fluoro Premier. Blue Label is tough as nails with incredible abrasion resistance and impact strength. And new Pink Label is the choice for tough light conditions, giving you a little more visibility for better line control. Pick up a spool of Seaguar at your favorite tackle dealer or visit Seaguar.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hook'em on the Mighty 1090 and Elkhorn Ford. We just picked the random winner, Jeff Becker. It was the last random qualifier for the big event tomorrow on Let's Talk Hook'em. And Grant, who won the casting contest today?
Mo Gannon's.
Mo! Way to go, Mo! All right, always a big supporter of ours. Congratulations, Mo. So all eight of you, including the two today, tomorrow on Let's Talk Hook'em, we've got the list here. From Encinitas Ford, David Dodge, and Rhonda Gruber. From Mossy Ford, it was Sean Robinson and Andrew Stuvant. And at the North County Ford, Dennis Gules and Robert Lehman. And then those two today are going to add to that list. Tomorrow on Let's Talk Hook'em, we are going to draw for those two great prizes, the trip for two to Palmas de Cortez on Alaska Airlines and the Hobie Kayak from Fastlane Kayaks and the trip to Cedros Kayak Fishing tomorrow.
That's so rad.
Let's Talk
I can't wait.
Yeah. And just sure appreciate Gary for coming out. Appreciate you, Gary.
It's
and
great being
all
back,
the
Pete.
Great music that you've done for us over the years. And keep it rolling, okay?
We will. Thank you so much, buds.
All right. Very good. And
thanks,
and we'll see you at the Fred Hall shows,
we'll
right?
We'll see you there.
All right. Very good.
And I'll take Carrie on that new bait outfit. I got you. No
thank
problem.
You.
Yeah. All right.
Right on.
And tomorrow on Let's Talk Hook'em, boy, oh, boy, are we going to have a great show for you. Mark Mills, Mr. Excitement. Let's Talk Hook'em legend, and he also works for Daiwa. He's bringing a Daiwa rod and reel to
ooh,
give away tomorrow
sweet.
On the show. In addition to the grand prize announcement tomorrow on the show, 7 to 9 a.m., thanks to Teddy in the Mighty 1090 Studios. Thanks to Dick Warren, who did a solo act today without the chief. He pulled it off. He did that great. Thanks to Dave Dolan and, of course, Grant for doing the casting, Tommy P. and the one and only Cowboy. Thanks a lot for that. And thank you all for all the support.
Awesome, you guys. Thank
and
you.
Thanks most of all to the San Diego County Ford dealers, especially Paul here at Elkhorn Ford and all the people that support Let's Talk Hook'em. And we'll see you back here tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m., right back here on the Mighty 1090.